cannot damage. These guys cannot destroy this, except at their own risk. And if they want to take the onus for it, so be it. I just don't think they're going to do that. Here we've got a case of working that problem.
Yeah.
And steadily working on this one, which we're going to do, and we're doing it. It's going to happen. And I guarantee you, sir, it's not going to be too much longer before there's a total revulsion to what we're seeing.
Great.
I am absolutely confident. Every fellow that we've ever experienced has had the same kind of a cycle. And to the degree, the greater the excess, the greater the reaction. In every instance.
That's true of our country.
Which is almost the physical law. It's what the Marxists call the dialectic, and it works.
This has an excess.
Certainly. And that's when that point comes, when that thing starts to turn, that we're going to make our goddamn retail like it's never been done before.
And the desire to see those.
See, man, he's not calling it citizen commission.
Colton Smart, he had a few ideas.
That's right.
Now, really, and Colton, I mean, put that in terms of the whole point is to, I just know, like you said, I know that now, on the whole privilege of this, he tough as a son of a bitch in the grand jury, and that means tough as a son of a bitch in the trial. My point being that there, in the grand jury, they don't know what the hell we're taking privilege on. And in the trial, we're saying it's their ass, you know what I mean?
Well, then.
Now, the point is, they're probably there for us, only the earth. Now, there, we can only hope that these indictments, they take a lot of crappy things for a while, and that this goddamn indictment will come down. Once some indictments come down, then that Urban Committee's got to be turned off. And I think that the lawyers for Bogotá, I don't know whether their lawyers are worth a damn. I think they're pretty good, but I don't know whether anybody's a buzzer. He's thinking big, isn't he?
He's thinking very big. He's working long-term strategy as well as day-to-day.
So Edgar was pissed off because Congress is meeting.
I have no reason to say that.
Long's coming up here, he's going to be here today, come back
or not. He had to listen to the victims and get working on it.
I saw that discussion. I saw that. No, I was thinking, for example, of why we can't declassify it, like you said, 100 times everything from 10 years back, and we got the BMP declassified, the Bay of Pigs declassified, and Lebanon is no interest in that. Why the hell can't we? Put the whole thing up, put it right about it. Now, we have a declassification program going on. Is it going to hurt our foreign policy for us to do that at this time?
We've got brutal problems with the department. That was an effort that we made twice now.
Okay. What is the story of Carson and his rental house over there at FBI as he checked to see whether the Taft and the Johnson and Kennedy administrations are still there? Are they? They've been happy for Johnson, I understand. They were all in the Secret Service, or they have
struck most of his within the Secret Service,
and others were destroyed.
The Secret Service has them. Now, I think they were done along with him. I think, in other words, he had every phone in the house there. And whether he used Secret Service to go out and take private phones, I'm not so sure that's a pretty high risk. But that one, I think we can do. get something better out of it.
The very fact that this has been done, I mean, Ruckus House, I know Sullivan knows this, you said he got a story out of that effect, but can we get the numbers out that this is not new, or maybe we're too concerned about the tapping?
That story, I think, is sort of done.
Yeah.
I used to see how to play it around, and we'll know.
But which story, you mean the one?
The wiretap, I mean, Alice, that even the New York Times, I don't know what he saw, this guy that I talked to yesterday, yeah, he wrote essentially a good story.
Did he?
Yeah, the vicious bastard, released names out of early category of the FBI, which is...
Did they release the names? I'll be goddamn.
Well, maybe.
If Ruckus House, God damn it, he's got to stop that. They leaked those names from the FBI.
Yeah, he told me that that's where all the sources were. But he's had it for...
Are you going to find, have you told Ruckus, is Ruckus House concerned about these leaks or not?
Very concerned.
He is. Good. I want him to know I'm concerned about it, only because, not for the protection of the administration, but for the protection of the individuals. And the FBI, I would entrust their... You haven't got any other name up for the FBI director.
I believe Jones is waiting to see me with some
other name. Fine. You think we ought to get Ruck out of there?
Yeah. I do. And we have to do, he has a 30-day lease, so to speak. At the end of this month, he's either got to be, go back again, get another re-temporary appointment or...
Right.
And okay. I don't know if we have somebody. I've got a guy that looks very good at draft deal to me. And I remember
Sullivan
Miller, a lawyer in Washington here, who was Bobby Kennedy's head of his criminal investigation. He's a Republican. He served, I knew him, I always liked America with him.
Tell me about him, yeah. Why haven't I heard of him before?
Well, I quite frankly didn't want to make some checks to see. I don't know what he'd do, I think he would. He's tough. He was a guy, quite frankly, he was going to try with the Johnson. They had criminal charges against him.
Did they?
For Bobby Baker. That's why when the...
Oh, Bobby Baker, yeah, that's how they were going to get him off the ticket.
That's right, and when Jack Kennedy was killed, Lyndon knew that they were doing this. And that's why Bobby had such a tremble. It wasn't because his brother was killed, it was because his whole house of cards collapsed, and the now president knew what a son of a bitch he was.
He knew they were going to try him. Just you think of Bobby Baker or an inventive steel like hell, my Bobby. You think for God's sake,
compare.
Well, goddamn it to hell, from a personal standpoint, I just. Quite like me, I can beat him, but I mean,
he's an asshole
like me, because he discusses the problems of this and that, and I listen to him, but that's, you know what I mean. Now, we're
losing sight of it, right?
Yeah, we're losing sight of that, sure, we're good trying to do our job. God Almighty, the idea that...
Nobody got rich.
Nobody stole.
You know, they were rich.
Brad Cook, he didn't make any money, huh? Well, what about
he's on this list, and I should have the results of some checks.
Get somebody you know, that's the main thing. Somebody you know. And if you've been in the right age and so forth and so on, by God, we're going to get a name over there and get him through.
You see, this would be a very tough guy for them to take on. Bobby Kennedy's personal choice to head the criminal division. And yet, a Republican, a very solid, tough-minded guy.
What is he going to practice law on? Why doesn't somebody ready for their lawyer? Why doesn't Father John got his foot off there? Maybe not a good lawyer.
Because I remember he was a person who was tough, dedicated to the country and the presidency. That's why he joined.
Sounds great to me. So we've got a hell of a fine in Bus Arm.
Well, I knew that. I had to be sure he was clean.
Boy, thank God you got him. Thank God.
And he knows every door around.
Well, you know the interesting thing was, he found out
before the judge even opened it, by just taking the description and just said, well, I got over in the defense department, they have this, he found out the exact size, 43 pages, and they found out, because I'll bet you that's what it is, and he guessed it on the nose. That's quite remarkable, isn't it?
He's a gem. Of course, Mel Mayer just swore on him. He kept Mel out of work trouble.
What is the situation as to why Dean would think that was an important thing to have in that damn white box? I'm going in the name of God. That's the name that I've got. I don't give a shit if that gets out. Sure, it's embarrassing. So it gets out. It's national security.
I frankly believe that he has shot his wife. He was holding that in the background, hoping and praying for immunity. Got through his testimony or his evidence to the counselor over there. I had been holding that and then just decided to find out. And probably is worried now because that was a criminal act. He stole the cook out of the premises. That's against
the criminal act.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're not supposed to take things out of the premises.
Well, you know, we worked around very carefully and accused of A's this morning. So that I got this to open up some leads about additional criminality on the part of Dean. Add to the aura of his irresponsibility. See, this is something we can exploit. It's going to be done very subtle.
It's got to be done subtle. You got to remember, too, that he's the only one. Deliberately attack the person. But since he's going to deliberately attack the person, you've got to destroy him.
Well, he's good. That's right.
And yeah. I think he may be a little concerned about taking the person on for a while.
I think he's already here. Yeah.
Oh, he'll have some more, but I don't think he should. I am perfectly resigned today to whatever they do, Alan. I just think that we've got to fight like hell. We're not going to panic, and the Conley attitude, I must say, was a little disappointing today.
Well, let's
a little disappointing.
Let's look at
it. And I was a little surprised.
What's his motion? Nothing could be better for him to come in here. A lot of dust and dirt and people fired right and left and right out of town.
And he leaves too.
It's the same motivation that is influencing Rich. This guy is after his own political interests.
I'm all for that.
And that's why. But we don't want to be naive about it either.
But Richardson. I don't think Richardson's interest is going to be served, however, by failing to be confirmed as Attorney General.
That
may be a hero, huh?
That's why I don't believe that Conley.
Yeah, I just don't know. Conley thinks he set him up, but maybe that tells us more about Conley than it does about Richardson.
He doesn't like Richardson. He hates Mel Winger. I even like him.
Conley does?
They had some real growls there on Lockheed and on the monetary thing, on the book, on the ceiling, on the paper.
One thing I think we do with these greetings is to give the fire too much. Now look at that. Ron has been in there being harassed by the 45 attacker. Len's given him a story. Len should give him a story, and he should say, that gentleman is it for the day, period. I agree with you. We give him too much.
Cut it off and get the hell out. That's the Ron has that problem sometimes.
Well, it tries to be forthcoming.
It's going to be forthcoming.
And you can't be forthcoming. Have you ever talked to Ron about the Husky?
No.
Ron can be, frankly, more valuable to me and to us now. And basically, basically, if you're a deputy, we would call him. But
we got so our relationship is good.
See what I mean? Ron basically would be fantastic in that job. And then you see, you have him there. You have Bizarre working the legal side, you know, which, and I get Bizarre's broader brush there too, because I agree. In other words, you have somebody with confidence in around here. Bizarre can move around.
He is superb.
Yeah. He's got to have his hands full, don't you?
He's been missing for a long time, and you can't count on picking up anything. He should not. He should focus totally on this issue and nothing else.
Bizarre.
That troubles him. For now. At some point down the road, he'd be able to look at other things. And I don't think he would burn it for running the council.
Darn it, oh, no, never. I don't know, we've got to move him out of there just as soon as we can. So you have Bizarre to do this now, let Darn do the crap. And later on, he'll say, now let you get back to your other jobs. Oh, yes. Len's better as a freewheeler.
Yeah, he is. And then you'll have a strong council.
Now, the Ken Cole operation, do you think you need another man there? I'm not so sure.
I'm in no hurry.
He apparently has a good staff early in the thought. I don't know whether I need another domestic counselor. I have complete confidence in Ken. Completely Ken working with. If Ken can work closely with two people, Rush, I mean, Schultz and the budget man, Edge.
He does. They can.
If it comes through in that way, that's all I want.
I
don't think any of the big wheel.
There's one thing that is missing on this side that Ken cannot provide. And what I think about, and that is an in-house intellectual who has a mix of domestic doctrine, so to speak.
Well, no, that's price.
In terms of maybe breaking out the domestic council, the policy area where you put the vice president in this intellectual line and keep the day-to-day operation in case for the politics of the business the way it is. That's where most of the work is. Then what you would want to get basically is a conservative, solid who would be good at it in front of the public, speaking and articulating domestic policy, which can be not good. But there's no urgent need.
Right now, I think it's going to, we're running the damn country pretty well. Again, it's a good kid. You know what I mean? Schultz is a strong.
And bring the big high power guy.
He's not. Guys, they're goddamn hard to live with.
Mm-hmm.
And they spend so much of my time. I thank God we dodged a bullet on Conway that he didn't come from. We may, I don't know how long we can hold it.
Well, the only place for him, if he decides, is in the camp.
That's right. And I held that out that I'm going to have to take a look at it there right after the summit. And we will look at it because we're going to also have to look at Henry's situation. We've got to see whether Henry can take this step of leave. He seemed to be back a little today. He seemed to be on the veterans. Huh?
I think he's on the veterans. I really think he'll be a liability for the Secretary of State.
Do you?
I think every Democrat in the
country. Oh, there's
an academic. And the foreign policy would be politicized for 4 years, 3 years.
Well, I mean, you've got to mind the Secretary of State.
I do. We all see the candidates. And they're funny.
Henry.
And you know, I know it sounds like I may be basing it on my own relationship with you, but it's not that it's cold, but I prefer not to have it. But he's got Mark Stone, he's got a guy that I really think he's the only guy that's going to be able to turn this attitude into money. If he can get up there and testify, right, he's got a damn good get to turn. Yeah. If there are people out there to testify, regular on these key issues, we win. He's more convincing than See, you'd be surprised, sir. I think when that guy got into that kind of a treadmill, big responsibilities, and we would sit around and be plotting to see what he could steal from the Secretary of State or keep control of him. You'd have a different man.
And he'd love the social thing.
Oh, God, he'd be. I think it's the answer to the problem. I'll tell you what's really my great concern, and I've got this from the staff over there. The department is in open insurrection. We had two West Side meetings yesterday. These guys are just not. They're coming to notice the White House.
The department, sir.
Yes, sir. Second, this nuclear thing with the Soviets could turn one way. If they look at it as an enforcement of that and move towards greater stability and understanding, then you've got one solid plus. That's just great.
The point about that, though, is that I have a certain thing I can control Rogers on that.
They all know psychologically they have a vested interest in getting him, which he deserves. I mean, he broke it on himself. See, one of the things is it wouldn't have to happen to him, but if it could be announced, these bastards would be in line from that moment on. And Bill, I'm not so sure we'd have a problem with Bill. We said September, October, November, you'll be leaving. I'm not so sure we have a problem. See, Connor is very, very right about the problem with the state and having a man there too strong.
Yeah. Let me ask you though. Bill talked to you, he indicated willingness to do anything he can do to help and so forth, but he didn't indicate any willingness to. I mean, he should be, I mean, he wasn't leaving those terms in the third world thing with Henry.
No.
And it's very far from that.
No, but I think I could do it with the decision you made, and I think I could talk to him.
I can agree when we come down to it, that's what we have to do, because the country vote is not working.
Totally dedicated to being sure that what he's doing is right. See, but here we are. I just would never want a long period of transition with Kennedy, 3 or 4 months, when he knew he was leaving and he didn't get what he wanted. So if when there's a decision made on him, we're going to go, it would have to be very quick. And the smarter thing about my hang on and help John come with the choice, he helped him like my foot and he wouldn't help anyone.
No, he'd be, Harry would be running the Xerox all the papers and get them out of
there. That's right, exactly.
That's exactly. And so the one thing I must make a note to you, if Bob had the responsibility, you know, I would be sure that all my papers. Is, you know, their mind, and they really recognize it, find the little notes I've written and so forth and so on. You can't take those out. You understand?
That's another thing. That's easily controlled because we just got qualified.
I suppose.
I don't know whether you're taking it again.
just control the water spots, and it doesn't affect Schlesinger's condemnation or Colby's, but I guess it should, because neither one of them makes, unless that document thing, but damn it, they held with the document thing, maybe they just say, no, that's a document in my house. Well, it's an unofficial, they know.
They have, both those men have too much goodwill, you know, both for different reasons. And that was really the main purpose for the action. You could have, yeah, I know what time, any new secretary is coming. You really would.
Yeah.
But this guy, he was on games and natural.
Good. They, he really has to go up there.
Yeah, very, they, because he's done everything that they like, you know, cleaned out a lot of dead wood over there. He speaks their language, he understands the missile business, they think he's hardline, and yet.
Saves money.
Sure.
Well, let's hope Richardson can fight his battle through. Let him know that I'm backing him all the way. Give him a little background. She was, and I'm not calling him because I wanted to be able to feel free to say he hadn't talked to him.
Well, I was there. I was like, Ron was there when I was talking to him. He went like this. I said, Don, the important thing is that we preserve you. The president is so anxious for you to get through.
He was all right, Richardson. Richardson has played well. He'd be all right as attorney general. He thinks he would pick everybody in the court. He won't, because he'd be too liberal. But I'll have something to say about those. But that FBI director, I want to name that one too. You know what I mean?
But of course, he's called me back then, so I hope you're going to be sure I know who the appointment to the
bureau. Well, that's my appointment. Basically, it's all fired up on that one. You just consult and say, well, this is a man we got. This has to be a presidential appointment, obviously. It's like somebody we can do. I like the idea of the son of this letter. But work on that. As I say, little fires flare up here today and so forth. Remember, that's all they are, little fires. Cook, Christ. There's another fire tonight.
Yeah, but we moved just in time. They canceled their hearing when they were going to impeach him. That's what we would have had.
But did he do? He didn't do something. He didn't do a favor.
He had a meeting of those fans down in Texas. He took a call from Dean.
Dean? Little son of a bitch. I think Dean is deeper in a lot of this stuff.
Well, he's the linchpin with everybody around the circuit. That's why he's so desperate. And that's why he can demolish him. The job's done. activity returned to sanity.
The country returned away from the great society, it turned away from the obsession about the blacks. It started to turn away from the crime drug syndrome, the dirty movies, etc. It turned away from, you know, the whole Bell-off peace thing. I mean, it turned a little character. That's what really kills these people. There's been a very, very fundamental change.
Well,